period for public comment. An opportunity for anyone in the public to bring an issue to the council that's not otherwise on the agenda over the next 3 days. Mr. Libby.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name's Gary Libby, Midcoast Fishermen's Association, Port Clyde, Maine. And I just want to keep everybody's memory refreshed about the issue of midwater trawlers in closed areas and the bycatch of the groundfish. I'd just like to make sure that it gets put on the agenda for groundfish tomorrow to talk about the concerns of our fishing group and other various fishing groups up and down the coast that are most concerned about the bycatch issues where that fishery is concerned. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Mr. Libby. Anyone else in the audience? Please state your name for the record, sir. Thank you.
My name is Jim Bramanti. We're from a fishing family in Boston. And I noticed that you say we have time for a brief comment. I'm from a groundfish family. And a brief comment to us means like, you know, in the old movies when you saw someone going to be hung, you put a mask over them and you say, what's your last words? Well, it's my last words. This council and the people who do the studies have never, ever looked into the effect of the cookie ground cable on the groundfish population. Now, I've been in this industry from back in 1954. I made my first trip. I've been a continuous fishing since 1959. And I'm telling you here and now, since 1985, when the rubber-covered ground cable came into effect in New England groundfish fishery, that's when the population declined. And it'll never, ever come back until you do away with that type of gear. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else in the audience?
Just a question, Mr. Chairman, with Mr. Libby's comment there. Under groundfish, will we be discussing the Earth Justice letter and the, or is that it's just up to if it's brought up, or did the groundfish committee discuss it?
Thank you. No, in fact, that was my I was going to ask the same question of the chair as to whether. This was an item we wanted to address under the groundfish committee report or to have some discussion on it today. My assumption is that other council members have received, obviously, the copies of the letter, as well as a fair amount of communication and correspondence on this issue. So I know that it is a subject that is on a lot of people's minds, and we did not have time set aside within the committee report. We can certainly make it, or we can discuss it now, whatever the chair's pleasure is.
I think since the letters. Concern is groundfish closed areas and the catch of groundfish in the midwater trawl or the sea herring fishery. Looking at tomorrow's agenda with the understanding that it's more than likely we'll end up with a brief discussion on skate, that'll open up more time under groundfish. So I would recommend, if it's the council's pleasure to discuss that, that it would happen tomorrow under groundfish. Anything further from the audience under public comment? As I said, we're a bit ahead of schedule. We can either break for lunch now and come back at 1 o'clock, or I'm not sure if Dave Gaethel is prepared to give his research steering committee report. Okay, the staffers on.